I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Israeli government isn't budging. It continues to reject calls for an independent investigation into its deadly raid on aid ships bound for Gaza. 9 activists were killed during that raid. Today, spokesman Mark Regev said Israel would carry out its own inquiry into the incident.
It is our standard practice that after all military operations, and especially operations where there have been fatalities, that we conduct a thorough, professional, independent investigation. We hold ourselves to the highest international standards.
Israeli officials insist that Israeli commandos fired in self-defense during that raid. That version of events is strongly disputed by witnesses on the ships. We'll hear from one of those witnesses later in the program. First, we go to Turkey, where authorities are reassessing the country's relationship with Israel in the raid's aftermath. Many of the activists on the seized aid ships were Turkish. Some of those who died in Monday's raid were remembered today in Istanbul. The BBC's Bethany Bell is there.
Thousands of people gathered at an Ottoman-era mosque in the heart of Istanbul, the Fatih Mosque, which is in a very Islamist part of the city. And the coffins were laid out in the courtyard. They were swathed in Palestinian and Turkish flags. And there was a deep sense of grief and kind of controlled anger. People here are still very, very disturbed by what many feel is an attack on Turkey and its position in the region. We also heard today from doctors who've been treating some of the injured. 3 people, they say, are in intensive care in Ankara, and they've been treating people for gunshot wounds.
How did that controlled anger among the activists at the funeral present itself?
Well, it was what one person said was a dignified event. People gathered in the courtyard of the mosque. The prayers were read. There were cries of Allahu Akbar, God is great. But there wasn't the sort of angry demonstrations that we've seen in over recent days in Turkey. There are expected to be more demonstrations tomorrow after Friday prayers, and that could become more rowdy.
Certainly strong and angry words today from Turkish President Abdullah Gül. He said that the incident with the flotilla won't be forgotten and Turkey won't allow it to be forgotten and that relations with Israel will never be the same. Did you speak with anyone, Bethany, who said practically what that means for the future?
Well, Turkey is in a very sensitive situation at the moment, and there's clearly extreme anger about what happened. Turkey finds itself in a role which it has not had traditionally of championing the Palestinian cause. That's something that could be extremely problematic in its further relations with Israel. They've asked for an apology from Israel. They want compensation for the victims. But at the same time, they also are aware that they have very key trade and tourism links with Israel. Trade is worth over $3 billion a year. And while we've heard fiery rhetoric from people like the president, the Turkish foreign minister has in the last day or so been a little bit more circumspect, suggesting that perhaps Turkish relations with Israel could improve if there can be some sort of solution over this Gaza issue, and the acknowledgement of the importance of this relationship. It's a very difficult time.
Right. I mean, given what a decisive moment this indeed is, does Turkey also recognize that the way they go could determine how things kind of shake out in the Mideast in the coming years?
Well, very much so. And I mean, that there are some here in Turkey who would suggest what we're seeing now is a gradual pull away from Turkey's relationship with the West in general, and perhaps moving more towards its neighbours here, such countries such as Iran or Syria. Now, at the same time, Turkey has enormous cultural and economic links with the West, and they are regarded as a major player in this region, key US ally as well. So I don't think this is a key point yet, but some people are suggesting we may be seeing movement perhaps away from the position they have had more traditionally.
That's the BBC's Bethany Bell in Istanbul.